And now you create options. What I want is to have a more loving environment at home. Great. I know that clearly. And yelling at people to make it happen isn't working. So what do you want to do? And what are you willing to do? Well, you know, maybe I'll have entertainment on Wednesday nights to where we all sit around together and do something that everyone likes to do. You see, it gets you proactive in creating instead of just avoiding. Okay, and this brings up an interesting point. Unhappiness is usually running away from what you don't want. Okay, I'm being unhappy so they can't take advantage of me anymore. I don't want to be taken advantage of. It's like pulling away. It's moving away from. I don't go for that. I don't believe in it. I think in moving away from what you don't want, you just get more and more unhappy. You get weaker. You get less at cause in the matter of your life. You know what I mean? I think the only way to go is moving towards what you want, not seeing the obstacles. If obstacles come up, processing yourself, moving through the obstacles, moving towards what you want. Okay? It seems like they should be equal. You know, there's two motivators. Like one motivator is moving away from pain, and the other motivator is moving towards pleasure. But I don't really see them as equal. They both may work, but to me, moving away from pain is pain. Okay, it's like, wow, the world's out to get me. My spouse is out to get me. People are out to get me. Wow, I got to move away from these horrible people who are coming after me because I'm weak, I'm powerless, I'm defenseless. I have to move away. I have to use my anger to protect me against them. And I think that moving away from pain is pain and more pain. And the pain tends to snowball, get bigger and bigger, and you get weaker and weaker. I think the only way to do it is, why does that make me unhappy? And that's sort of like asking the twinge, you know, hey, twinge, what's it all about? And then, what are the beliefs here? What do you believe about that? And then, what do you want? You know? You get a sense of how the unhappiness is taking care of you, right? Why are you being unhappy? Well, I'm trying to motivate them or me or show I care. You process it. You vent it a little bit on the inside. And then what do you want? And go for it. And what are you willing to do? And go for it. It is a complete change of a paradigm. And then dare. I mean, dare to be happy. Yeah, you'll still get twinges, you know, where you're tempted to react. Bam, you know, all of a sudden somebody pushes your buttons. Do the process. Decide what you want. Deliver a clear communication. Take a different action. Come up with a bunch of different things to do. And yeah, don't worry. You can still yell at people. You can still use guilt on yourself. You can still commiserate, and you will. Don't beat yourself up for that. It's an old habit. It's a tired old habit that steals your life away. But hey, let's give this a little time, okay? And you can always resort back to bashing someone over the head if you want to. But really, it won't make you happy, and you'll start to notice it more and more. And the more and more you notice how this system doesn't work to make you happy, the more and more you'll come up with new options and new ways to behave and more proactive ways to be in the world.